Welcome back to Celebrate Perseverance, the Minnesota Vikings Black History Month special. I'm Leah B. Olson. To Minnesota Vikings fans of a certain age, the term Purple People Eaters holds a special place for them as the front four from some of those dominant defenses of the 1970s. Two members of that group, Carl Eller and Jim Marshall, endured more than their share of hardship on the way to becoming NFL stars.
When I was probably 11 or 12 or something in that category, I would have odd jobs. You did whatever you could to make money. I would mostly sell pop bottles. This is when you could return pop bottles or whatever, because I lived next to a stadium where they had minor league baseball. But anyway, the basis of the story is I had money in my pocket and I could afford to go spend a little bit on getting a hamburger, you know. And so there's this cafe, little restaurant. With money in my pocket, I knew I had enough to pay for it. I went to the counter in front. It was outside. That when I went up to the window and I ordered, and there's a young girl. I mean, she probably had no idea, you know, the significance of this, but it was the rule. She says, "Well, I can't serve you here. You know, you have to go around back." My response was, "I've got the money to pay for it. I'm not asking for a discount. I mean, my money is as good as anyone else's money. And if I got the money, then I have no fear, you know, because, hey, I'm going to pay for this." And so she says, "Well, I can't serve you here. You have to go around back." I did not go around back. I did not spend my money at that establishment. I kept the money in my pocket, and I went on to downtown, which is where I was heading, and go to a segregated movie. But What that established in me was is that as long as I had my own resources, I could demand whatever my rights were, and I wasn't asking anybody for any favors or anything that I thought that I couldn't afford. And so that was a kind of a basis of my whole character.
We went to Atlanta. We pulled into the Peachtree Manor Hotel. I was the first player of color to walk off the bus, and the general manager who was standing there jumped back and hollered, "No, no, no." He didn't want any blacks in his hotel. So Norm Van Brocklin, who was our coach at the time, asked me to get back on the bus, and I got back on the bus, and they had a conversation with him, but we were allowed to come in and go in the hotel, and Norm told me that I needed to go to the bar with him, and I'm like, "Coach, I got to play tomorrow." And he said, "No, I want you in here." So he went in with a couple of his other coaches. He asked me what was my drink of choice, and I told him Jack Daniel's Black Label, and he looked at the bartender and said, "Give him a Black Jack," and the bartender stepped back and like he wasn't going to serve, and this general manager who had been out front walked up and whispered in his ear, and he reluctantly poured a glass of Jack Daniels and set it down, and I picked it up and, of course, downed it. And the bartender walked over, took the glass, slammed it down in the trash can, and broke it. And Norm said, "Give him another one." This went on for two or three drinks. With each time he smashed the glasses, and Norm looked up and said, "How many glasses do you have up there?" And with that, the next drink that I took, he moved the glass over to the side. He didn't break it, and I said, "Coach, can I go now?" He said, "Yeah, of course." I'd had two or three drinks, and I went in and fell out on the bed. But, you know, it's just to show an example of how people were treated in those days.
Great perspective from two Viking greats who both persevered to become legends. Carl would eventually make the NFL Hall of Fame, as you saw from his jacket, and Jim, we hope someday, joins him there.